Good evening, Pacificans. This is Dwayne Lark, Vice Chair of the Pacifica National Board, calling this meeting to order on Thursday, September 17th. Time is 7:37.
Sorry.
Eastern Standard
But I didn't get up to put you in.
8:37 Eastern Standard Time. Madam Secretary, would you call the roll?
Definitely. Grace Aaron, KPFK listener, is here. Robin Collier, KCEI affiliate.
Present.
Robin Collier is here. Chris Corey, KPFA listener.
Here.
Okay, Chris Corey is here. Vanessa Dixon Briggs, WPFW listener. Lyndon Foley, KPFT listener.
Here.
Okay, Lyndon Foley is here. Jan Goodman, KPFK listener. Heather Gray, WRFG affiliate.
Here.
Good. Heather Gray is here. Sabrina Jacobs, KPFA staff.
Here.
Good. Sabrina Jacobs is here. Wally James, KPFT staff.
Here.
Okay, Wally James is here. Dwayne Lark, KPFT listener.
Present.
Good. Dwayne Lark, the vice chair, is here. Ron Pinchback, WPFW staff.
Here.
Good. Ron Pinchback is here. Ralph Pointer, WBAI listener.
Here.
Okay. Ralph Pointer is here. Sandra Rowland, KPFT listener.
Here.
All right. Sandra Rowland is here. Lawrence Reyes, KPFK listener. Lawrence Reyes, KPFK listener. Sean Rhodes,
I'm present.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes is here. Sean Rhodes, WBAI staff.
I am here.
Good. Sean Rhodes is here. Eileen Rosen, WPFW listener.
Here.
Eileen Rosen is here. James Sagerton, WBAI listener.
Here.
Good. James Sagerton is here. Nancy Sorden, WPFW listener. Alex Steinberg, WBAI listener. Andrea Turner, KPFA listener.
Present.
Okay, thank you. Andrea Turner is here. Polina Vasiliev, KPFK staff.
Present.
Good. Polina Vasiliev is here. Tom Voorhees, KPFA listener.
Tom's here.
Good. Tom Voorhees is here. All right. We have, well, let me count up. We have 18 members, directors present, constituting a quorum. Also, Lydia Brazone indicated she would not be here. Is Anita Sims, the interim CFO, here?
I am here.
No. Oh, you are?
Thank
yes,
you, Anita.
Thank you.
Arthur Schwartz, Pacifica Council. Okay, Arthur's not here. John Tatum, parliamentarian. I guess John is not here yet. Okay. There you go, Mr. Chair. We have quorum.
All right. Let's a little request from the chair and all other members. Please mute yourself until which time you seek to be recognized. I'm already hearing some background noise. So let's make sure we're all muted until we are asking for the floor or perhaps being called upon. I would read the draft agenda because of those who may be listening who don't have it in front of them and try to be brief. It seems to be a meeting that shouldn't last that long based on the length of the agenda. First off, I'd like to read the report out from the previous CNB closed session, September 10th, 2020, continued from the September 3rd, 2020 meeting. It reads, the PNB instructed the KPFKGM and IED to expedite the PNB mandated 30% reduction in KPFK expenses. The PNB authorized a settlement in the Brown case. That concludes the readout. According to the bylaws, I'm sorry, according to the minutes, we have to continue. The next thing we'll do will be excused absences followed by identified timekeepers. Then of which we will have agenda approval, minutes approval, motion on KPFA LSB General Manager Evaluation presented by Tom Voorhees, after which committee report, then the IED report, which I believe will not be done, but we do have the ICFO online if she cares to make a report, and then we expect to adjourn. Now, we're at that point that any excused absences?
I have an excused absence request from Alex Steinberg.
Are there any more excused
and
absences?
Lydia Brazone. And Lydia Brazone.
Okay.
Are
there any more?
Do
any of members recognize, seen, heard any additional excused absences going once? Going twice.
Karen Goodman is here, by the way.
Noted. So are there any objections to the two excused absences presented? Are there any objections? Hearing none. The next item on the agenda is to identify timekeepers. Generally, we use a per-person timekeeper and a... Are there any volunteers?
Mr. Chair, this is Paulina.
James, then Paulina.
I'll allow Paulina to go first.
Okay.
Well, I wanted to volunteer to keep the time for items, if I may.
Okay.
Chair, this is Lawrence.
Lawrence?
I think James was ahead of me. So I would like to volunteer to do items.
Okay. So we have the items. And Paulina, you agreed to do the subject?
Which is the thing, yeah. I said items. I'll cede to Lawrence. I don't think I can do people now, but... if somebody else wants to volunteer for, go ahead, Lawrence. Items.
I revert back to James. What are your comments?
I'll do the people.
Very well.
Chair, question.
Go ahead.
Paulina, if you want to do items, that's fine with me.
Sure. You do it all the time, so I might as well take up some of the slack once in a while.
Thank you. I appreciate it. Go ahead. For it. Thank you.
All right. Well, then I'll do items.
It's so good to have competition for volunteers. Thank you very much. We're now at the agenda approval. Are there any objections to approving the agenda as presented, as proposed?
Mr. Chair, I object. This is Sabrina, KPFA.
State your objection.
I object to the motion for the open session here. Hold on one second. Let me get to it. I appreciate your patience. Thank you, Mr. Chair. Item number 4, motion on KPFA LSB General Manager Evaluation. I object on the grounds that the evaluation situation, the way that it needs to be set up, et cetera, is in dispute right now in the personnel committee, which makes this particular motion null and void because we don't have any type of regulations, procedure, processes in place so that we're able to proceed. So we're at a stalemate at KPFA, so that makes this particular motion by Tom Voorhees, number four on the agenda for today's or tonight's open session, null and void.
You are proposing, or you are motioning that this number four be not allowed on the agenda tonight. Is that correct?
That is, yes, sir. That is correct. Thank you, Mr. Chair.
Is there a second?
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. I second that.
Second. Okay, the motion, a motion to exclude, to not allow, has been made. It's been seconded. What is your pleasure? Madam Secretary, first off, are there anyone who wants to speak to this motion remaining on the agenda?
Tom does.
Okay, Tom, go ahead.
Well, as it stands, the KPFA process that was started in 2017, that's 3 years ago, we have, from when that was started, we have 14 different members on the PNB that existed at that time. So the current process that is in process, LSB, is really needs to be reconsidered, and that's what this motion is about.
Mr. Chair, may I have the stack, please, or may I have the floor? I'd like to speak against it again. Ms. Sabrina,
okay,
keep your face.
This is Grace.
This is Lawrence to the stack, Chair.
Well, let me make, okay. Let me make sure that Tom was finished. Tom, has that completed your presentation?
No, I am not finished.
Go right ahead.
Okay, I want to read my original pitch for this motion. The PNB received a complaint from 9 members of the KPFA LSB, which is more than one-third of the current sitting LSB board, regarding the KPFA GM evaluation process, which is underway. The complaint centers on 2 issues. A, that the evaluation survey was developed by a committee constituted in 2017, which is over 3 years ago, and B, that the evaluation process does not allow for any input from station paid or unpaid staff. In response to the complaint, I would ask the PNB to support a motion requiring that the KPFA GM evaluation process be discussed and approved by the current 2020 local station board, and that station paid and unpaid staff who wish to provide confidential input into the evaluation not be prevented from doing so by the local station board. This motion updates the KPFA GM evaluation to empower the current representatives elected to the LSB to discuss and approve the process, and doesn't shut out the station staff from contributing their thoughts and observations if they wish to. So I ask your support for this motion.
Okay, now I'm going to do 2 things, because I was concentrating on whether or not the motioner had ample time to address why he would argue it was on. Timekeeper, could you tell us, the body, has the 5 minutes of...
Yes, sir, I can. The 5 minutes are about to elapse in 2 seconds, according to my timing. So we're 5 minutes out right now.
Well, let the chair state that it's not my intention to allow debate on this matter because 25 minutes have been proposed for item four. But what I will allow is for an extension so that we can get to a vote on this item, whether to sustain it, to keep it on the agenda, or to remove it from the agenda, because I believe we heard from, if someone wants to extend, I believe we've heard from the motioner, we heard from someone who was against it, and if you want to, it's your pleasure, it's your time, we can allow two more to speak, because there's three people on the stack, and I'm
Chair,
going
to
move
to be extend. I move to
this
be
is Lawrence, point of order.
A second, Sabrina's seconds. Motion to
I've got to take the point of order first. I heard the point of order first. Go ahead, Lauren.
Thank you. I think what's in order, Chair, is that we determine whether this is going to be put on the agenda or not. It's not about the merits of the motion or the opposition to the motion. It's whether it's going to be put on the agenda or not. So I think we should confine. I think the body should confine itself to those points, sir. Thank you.
Well, your point of order.
Point
well
of order.
Taken.
Point of order.
Are you? Your point of order was well taken. What was absent of that point of order was to move to vote. But since I hear another point of order,
yes, Chair. I thought that the person who made the amendment was supposed to get the first bite at the apple in this process.
He did.
No, she just made the amendment. She didn't get to motivate.
Well, remember now, it was Tom who made the motion, and it was Sabrina.
Not the motion. Not the motion to have this struck from the agenda.
Yes, that's correct. She did get to speak to that issue. That's the reason why I allowed Tom. And again, I think the original point of order is correct that we are now getting into the merits of the motion, and that is not what this time is allotted for. This time is allotted to approve it or not approve it. Then we'll get into the merits of it, and you can vote it up or down, which is the process. So I believe it's in order right now.
Mm-hmm.
Go ahead. Go ahead.
Well, point of order, this is Sabrina, KPFA. Yeah, well, that's what Tom just started getting into. He started motivating his own motion. I'm just trying to bring it out that the process of evaluations across the board, across the network, is in question right now. We are trying to reevaluate what we already have stated in the bylaws, in the Pacifica bylaws. So that makes this whole motion a moot point, and we shouldn't be wasting any time on it tonight in this open session until we get those outlines, those processes all completely cemented, so that KPFA can go ahead and proceed. Right now, everybody needs to just stop what they're doing until we can get the processes set up properly in the personnel committee. It is in committee right now. It needs to just be frozen. And it's actually not, it's not nine people, it's eight people. It's eight LSB members because one resigned. So you may want to go ahead and write that.
Mr. Chair,
I'd like to make a motion to extend time.
Mr. Chair, the parliament is on the line.
Okay, thank
Mr.
you.
Mr. Chair, the parliament is on the line.
Thank you.
Okay.
We acknowledge
Mr.
that.
Mr. Chair,
now,
this is Grace. I'd like to have
I have
the
a point
floor
of order,
to
Chair.
Extend time for the agenda approval.
Go right ahead.
Okay, I'd like to extend time for 5 minutes to include two more people to speak about whether this item should be on the agenda or not, plus time to take a vote on it.
Chair, point of order, this is Lawrence.
Okay, Lawrence, do you have an objection to the motion?
I have a point of order, Chair. I don't have an objection to the motion, no. I do have a point of order.
Okay, I would that you would allow
Paulina has
to see
seconded,
whether or not
Mr.
there's
Chair.
Going to be a... Thank you. That's what I need to hear. Now go ahead with your point of order, Lawrence.
Okay, so I just want us to remind ourselves that it's not about getting into the merits, whether it's about whether we're going to vote to have it on the agenda. And I would like to ask the parliamentarian, or you, Chair, in your wisdom, that if that point of order is well taken.
I did indicate, Mr. Reyes, that your point of order was well taken. I also have to admit that Mr. Foley's point of order was well taken. I also have to take responsibility that I opened up this can of worms when I allowed Tom to speak. And so I allowed Sabrina to speak behind that. So I'm trying to balance my opening up this can of worms. And so I think we all know the rules. But I now have a motion on the floor that has been seconded. And are there any objections to the extension of the five-minute motion? Hearing none, timekeeper, 5 minutes. And according to the stack I have here, and those of you who are on the stack, maybe you will apportion yourself 1.75 minutes so that each of you would have it each time. That's Sabrina, Grace, and Lawrence on this matter. Sabrina, you're first.
Mr. Chair, this is Sandra. I would like to be on the stack as well.
Yeah.
And Tom has a point of order.
Okay. Let me get Sandra on the stack, although we're going to run out of time, I'm sure, unless another extension. Tom, what is your point of order?
Well, I'd like to have the motion that we're talking about read out loud.
I think that's appropriate.
No.
Madam Secretary, read the motion.
Okay. Motion is, whereas the Pacifica National Board and Interim Executive Director received a letter on 8/28/20 from nine members of the KPFA Local Station Board stating that an evaluation of the KPFA station manager was currently underway that lacked transparency and was deficient in not allowing for current LSC members to have input into the evaluation process and timeline, as well as in not seeking any feedback from paid or unpaid staff, whereas these LSC members had previously made known their concerns within the KPFA LSB, and in response were told by the LSB secretary that the LSB member questionnaire and other aspects of the GM evaluation process had been decided by an LSB task force formed in 2017, and whereas 14 members of the 2020 KPF LSB were not on the 2017 LSB, therefore be it resolved that the following steps are required of the KPFA LSB's performance evaluation of the KPFA general manager. One, a presentation of the proposed evaluation process and timeline must be provided at an LSB meeting with input and discussion from current LSB members before process is approved and the evaluation begun. Two, a confidential mechanism for the LSB to collect input from all paid and unpaid KPFA staff who wish to submit it must be part of the performance evaluation process. Be it further resolved that any management evaluations already underway at KPFA that are not compliant with the above standards shall be restarted.
That's point of order. Point of order. That was not the current motion under consideration.
That's right.
Well,
that
is the motion that's printed on the agenda.
Right, but that's not the current motion under consideration. I thought that's what you asked to be read.
Well, again, I'm not understanding clearly what you're saying. If this is the motion that's
the motion under consideration is from Sabrina Jacobs to strike this item from the agenda.
So I don't know why
this was read.
Mr. Foley.
Thank you.
It is germane because you need to know what it is that the members are objecting to. And for those who don't have the agenda in front of them, I believe it was only fair for them to know what's the substance of the discussion to extract. So now where we are is we've got 5 minutes to start now. We've got four people, and I believe that we have a 90-second rule, even though I don't believe that's much time. Sabrina.
Mr. Chair, this is Sabrina. I only need 30 seconds or 45 seconds, sir.
Okay. Sabrina, okay. Grace, Lawrence, and Sandra in that order. So go ahead, Sabrina. Timekeeper.
All right. Ms. Bria Jacobs, KPFA, a staff representative, and the reason why I want this taken off of the agenda is because of the fact that we are in the process in the personnel committee. This was sent to the personnel committee two PND meetings ago, for the process to be fleshed out and to be streamlined, if you would. So trying to put these edicts onto KPFA specifically is a sign of harassment, micromanaging, and since it's specific to the general manager, it could be seen as further harassment towards that particular individual. Okay, so we could be running the risk of incurring some type of a lawsuit if we don't back off. We need to leave this process alone, let it go through committee like it was supposed to, so that we can move on and make sure we have tight, stringent processes across the board, across the network. We don't need to be wasting our time on it right now during this B&B meeting. Thank you.
Hello, Chair. You still there?
Grace, you have the floor.
Okay. This motion is entirely different and separate from the separate, completely different motion that was referred to the personnel committee. This is completely different. The KPFA, according to this, the procedures that the KPFA local station board is carrying out in regard to the evaluation of the GM at KPFA are not in compliance with the Pacifica bylaws. Therefore, it is proper and appropriate for the Pacifica National Board to ensure that there's proper transparency and proper procedures followed by the KPFA LSB. Therefore, and this can be debated, but it should be on the agenda to be debated. That's all.
Okay. Lawrence, you have
Thank you, Chair. So I think we might be conflating two different motions. I think the motion that was referred to the personnel committee is completely different, and I'm going to report on it doing my report for the personnel committee. But essentially, that motion was internally referred to a working group to flush out some of the details. This motion, the motion that was referred to the personnel committee, is a motion that globalizes the whole process of management evaluations. This, as if it was a motion from KPFK, is a different motion. It's distinctively different, and it addresses some of the local issues that are of concern to an email that I read from nine LSB members from the KPFA LSB. So I just wanted to be put on the agenda because I think we need to have a discussion about this. That's why I want to distinguish both of these, the one that was referred to personnel and the one that's on the floor now. Thank you, Chair.
Okay, timekeeper, how much time left?
We have 1 minute and 7 seconds left.
Mr. Chair, this is James, the floor also, please.
This is Sandra. Do I have the floor?
Just a moment. Timekeeper, suspend the time. Mr. Pinchback, what is your reason for speaking? Would you speak up?
I was hoping to be recognized. I'd like to call the vote.
Okay. I thought maybe you were just chiming in to let us know that you were here, but I recognize you for that reason. But Ms. Rollin has been waiting, so I think she gets her 90 seconds. Go ahead, Ms. Rollin.
Okay, yes, the motion that was referred to the personnel committee is different than the one that's on the agenda tonight, but they are essentially the same. It's a matter of finding a way to fairly and accurately evaluate the general managers across the network and to make sure that paid and unpaid staff, as well as the LSB, as well as anybody who wants to, can weigh in and do it in a fair and even process. So that with that being said, I feel like we're spinning our wheels here, and I would call the question. Thank you.
Madam Secretary, Mr. Will you Chair, take the vote?
Okay.
Take the vote.
Okay, this is a vote to either in favor or against Sabrina Jacobs' motion to delete agenda item 4 from this agenda. A yes vote would would delete it from the agenda. A no vote would have it remain on the agenda. So Grace Aaron votes no. Robin Collier?
Yes.
Okay. Chris Corey?
Yes.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Yes.
Okay. Lyndon Foley?
Yes.
All right. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
All right. Heather Gray?
No.
All right. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Okay. Wally James?
Yes.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
No.
Okay. Ralph Pointer?
No.
Okay. Sandra Rollin?
I vote yes.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
No.
Okay. Eileen Rosen?
Yes.
Okay. James Staggerton?
No.
All right. Nancy Sorden?
She's not here.
Alex Steinberg? Andrea Turner?
Yes.
Andrea Turner? Okay.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you, Andrea. I got it. Polina Vasiliev?
No.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
No.
All right. Eileen, you passed.
I'll vote no.
Okay. So let me count up.
I'm sorry. This is Vanessa. May I change my vote, please?
Sure.
To no.
All right. Let me count up. Okay, we have 8 yes, and we have 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11 no's. Right, we have 8 yes, 11 no's. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
Okay. So the final vote is amendment to the agenda to delete item 4 has been defeated.
Okay, now.
Final vote, 8 yes, 10 no's, 1 abstention.
Now we are at the motion. And we allotted 25 minutes. Well, I'm getting ahead of myself. Are there any objections to minutes approval for September 3rd, 2020, open session minutes?
A point of order, Mr. Chair.
Go ahead.
We have to approve the agenda.
Okay.
No.
Are there any objections to approving the agenda as printed? Hearing none. Minutes approval. Are there any objections to accepting the September 3rd, 2020 open session minutes? Hearing none. As I earlier stated, we apportioned 25 minutes, but since we've spent about 20 or more minutes already, let's try to expedite this item for those who have spoken, perhaps. You will not again, and for those who do want to speak,
we wouldn't necessarily have to use the whole 25 minutes to dispense of this motion, but it is your pleasure. So now I will allow Mr. Voorhees to speak to the motion again, and then we'll take a stack. Mr. Voorhees, could you limit your comments to 90 seconds this time around, and each speaker thereafter, for and against? I'd just like for you to tell me if you're going to be speaking for or against after Mr. Voorhees speaks.
I'm going to pass at this point.
Well, thank you for the sake of time. Now I have a stack.
Ron to the stack. Ron to the stack.
Ron, and you'll be speaking for or against?
I'll be speaking for the...
Okay. All right. Next person.
Robin to the stack.
Bolina for the stack. Bolina will speak for.
Okay. Robin, how will you be speaking?
Against.
Okay.
James for the stack.
And James, how will you be speaking?
I'll speak for.
All right. Chris, now, as it is.
Chris Corey did the stack.
Chris, and how will you be speaking?
Against.
Okay. All right. Anyone else?
Jan Goodman.
For the stack.
Jan, how will you be speaking?
Let's see. I guess it's against it.
Okay. And, Lyndon, how will you be speaking?
I'm just going to ask a question.
Good enough. All right. First speaker is Ron. Go ahead, Ron. You have the floor.
Okay. Thank you. Can everybody hear me?
Yes.
Okay. The matter of manager evaluations, out of the realm of LSB politics. We need a policy. We need that transparency and the opportunity for inclusiveness. We have this issue at all the stations in terms of evaluating managers. It becomes a process that's neither fair nor accurate. So all this motion does to me, for me, it says that we want to make sure that these things are included in whatever policies that the personnel committee comes up with. I mean, they're practical policies, inclusion, transparency. So I urge you guys to support this. It would give the network a starting point in terms of this evaluation process and making sure that they're all fair, so we can avoid dates with HR and lawsuits. Thank you.
Okay, next speaker, Robin.
Yes, this motion is just totally premature. Basically, we're trying to work out in the personnel committee what the steps are that we have to add to the bylaws to make fair management evaluations. This is trying to sneak in and set up a separate one just for KPFA. It doesn't want to wait. There's no rush. You know, this can wait 2 weeks. That letter was sent. Most people didn't even see the letter, basically. I mean, I had to dig in all the junk mail that I get from the PNB. This is, you know, this is just a third of the LSB that objects to it. It's not the rest of it. This is part of the problem of the whole motion that Alex presented as well. It allows for every evaluation to be called unfair, to be brought back to the PNB, overturned, started over again. This whole thing of LSBs evaluating the general managers is a whole mess because of all the politics involved. And at the very least, you guys should wait until the personnel committee comes up with better language that's more fair, the PNB approves it, and then that will apply to every station, not just to KPFA or not just to KPFK. So I urge you to vote against this. It's premature, and it should go to the personnel committee as part of the whole evaluation process that is trying to be set up.
Chair, this is Lawrence. I'd like to be on the stack.
Okay,
next.
Go ahead.
I have a question.
Okay.
This is great.
Do you have a question to the? Do you have a question to the chair, or do you have a question to the motioner? Or who is your question
posed?
No, I have.
I have a question to the chair, or to the parliamentarian, or the last speaker. Is the last speaker indicating that all management reviews, evaluations across the network be frozen until the outcome of the motion that's been referred to the personnel committee? I would agree with that. If all evaluations are frozen until that motion is finalized by the personnel committee and approved or disapproved by the PNB, then that would make sense. But if evaluations are so,
well,
is
well,
that
Ms. Harris,
the intent of the last
speaker? Hold on, Ms. Harris. Grace, hold on.
That for the purpose of you rising, that would require you to be on the stack, because that question really can't be answered, and the member that you're referring to don't have the authority to propose anything because he didn't propose a motion. So I'm going to put you on the stack right behind Lawrence, and you can continue your question, your comments, or whatever the case
okay,
is. But
sorry.
I'm going to go to.
I'm going to go to Kalina. I apologize.
No, you weren't out of order. I just wanted to hear where you were coming from, but I've got you on the stack
thank
to finish. Kalina, you're
okay.
next.
Thank you. I think this is really a question of the current bylaws and not any imaginary future bylaws that we might have that might form a more perfect Pacifica Union one day. You know, when the member who spoke said that we should wait until better bylaws are approved.
I didn't say that. I objected. Point of personal privilege.
Okay, well,
I did not say that.
All right.
I'll take
let's,
that correction. What I heard, thank you. I heard that it has to do with the bylaws, and that
point of personal privilege. I want to correct that, Mr. Robin.
I appreciate that, Robin.
I only said
remember,
Wait a minute, Robin.
Wait a minute. You haven't been recognized, so you just can't go forward. Now, the member has the floor. If she chooses to yield to you, then this is her time. If you ask her to yield to you and she chooses to do so, you can speak. Otherwise, I will address your
Yes, I do, Mr. Chair. Mr. Chair.
I just wanted to let you know how this goes. She yields to you.
I appreciate that.
Go ahead. I understand. She yields to you, Robin.
I do yield to Mr. Collier to make the correction. Whatever I misunderstood, please go ahead.
I never said bylaws. Are you recognizing me, Lawrence? I mean,
this is Dwayne. I just want Polina, who is the timekeeper, to make sure she's taking your comments out of her time. Now, go ahead and speak.
Oh, I'm so sorry, Mr. Chair. I'm not the timekeeper for people. And also, I want to make sure that I reserve the rest of my time for the rest of my comment, because I did not finish.
Let's do this. Let's ask the timekeeper, which I think is Jane. How much time remaining of the 90 seconds that Polina has?
She has about a minute.
Okay, so you might ask Robin to take up a certain amount of time so that you can come back, because your clock is on.
Mm-hmm. Wait, so I'll recognize Mr. Collier's point, and then I want to continue because there's a lot to be said. So here's the deal. The deal is that the bylaws, as currently stated, they require that the current local station boards at each station work on management evaluations, not previous boards. And I think that this is where the crux of the matter is. That 14 members of the current 2020 KPFA LSB were not on the 2017 local station board, of course not, and the evaluation process was decided by the local station board formed in 2017, which is why I urge everybody to vote for this resolution to make sure that the bylaws are upheld and that the members that are currently present, that currently conform the KPFA Local Station Board, can all participate in the confidential mechanism to collect input from all paid and unpaid staff, which is not apparently not being followed according to this complaint. And so I would urge members of this board to vote yes for this motion. Thank you very much. I yield the rest of my time.
Unfortunately, there is none.
Okay, Mr. Collier, even though you were not referred to directly, for the sake of transparency and fairness, you may respond. 90 seconds.
Yes, I don't need 90 seconds, but I said nothing about the bylaws. I just said the whole process is messed up. And that's what this resolution that's in the Personnel Committee is trying to take the bylaws that exist and then add some specifics so that the management can be fair at every station. And what this motion is doing is trying to set up, bypass the Personnel Committee and set up something where a tiny minority of the LSB in Berkeley objects to the process. Why don't they take it to the vote of the whole LSB in Berkeley? They'd lose. So this is completely trying to short-circuit the power of the local LSB in Berkeley, trying to short-circuit the Personnel Committee, and then Polina is misrepresenting me and saying
Mr.
I want
Chair.
To change the bylaws.
Mr. Chair.
Chair recognizes. Ron, go ahead.
I just have one question for Mr. Collier, if I may. What is so detrimental about any of that language in that motion? What aren't those the core basic, you know, fundamental understandings we're supposed to have, a relationship
point
that
of order.
Have?
Point of order.
So is this
jumping the stack?
What is the objectionable language?
Okay, Mr. Collier, quickly. If you choose to respond, Mr. Collier, quickly.
No, let's just go onto the stack and let other people talk. I've already said my say.
Chair, okay, this is James. May I be recognized on this matter?
Well, let me do some house cleaning here so that I'll be clear where the chair is. Next would be Chris, Jan, Lyndon, Lawrence, and Grace. Do I have
Chair, I didn't hear my name that, there.
Okay, and I didn't hear you. That's one of the reasons I'm clearing this up, so that
I'm sorry. Okay.
The people are chiming in.
Please
so
go ahead.
That means that you will be on the list now, but I just wanted to set the order that the chair has is Chris, Jan, Lyndon, Lawrence, Grace, and James. So now, Chris, you have the floor.
Mr. Chair, may I make a point of information?
Make it quickly. Go ahead.
Yes, I will. I just want to try and clear up this previous matter. I think perhaps Mr. Collier didn't realize that he actually said the word bylaws. I don't think it seems like he didn't intend to say that. He might have misspoken, but he did utter the word bylaws, which I think led to some confusion. Thank you.
So noted. Chris, you have the floor.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I agree with Ron Pinchback. We do need a policy. Unfortunately, the motion as stated doesn't actually provide for that. It provides for guidance for one single station, not for the network. This addresses an earlier concern that Sabrina Jacobs expressed in trying to get this struck from the menu tonight. Secondly, the KPFA LSB is meeting this Saturday, 2 days from today. We could easily take up this as an item and discuss it. But instead, I think the objective is, as Robin stated it just a moment ago, to bypass that procedure, that more democratic procedure at the local level in favor of nationalizing the subject and enforcing the station to do something that it may or may not want to do. In other words, precluding that choice that the station currently has and will have if we decide to vote this motion down. Finally, I would like to move to refer this to personnel. With the provision that Grace mentioned earlier that we freeze GM evaluations until it's taken up there. And if you would like me to articulate that in writing, I'd be more than happy to do that. So this is me moving to refer this to personnel. Thank you.
Robin will second that.
Yeah, I object. This is Lawrence. I object.
Okay, Mr. Reyes, acknowledging your objection, a motion has been made to refer. It has been seconded. Let's just expedite. Madam Secretary, take the roll.
Okay, this is a motion to refer this particular motion to the Personnel Committee and to freeze all management evaluation procedures across the network till the PNB decides on management evaluation policy. Is that correct, Chris?
That's correct. That's correct. That is correct, Grace. Thank you.
Okay. Grace Aaron votes no. Chris Robin Collier?
Yes.
Okay, Chris Torrey?
Yes.
Okay. Vanessa Dixon Briggs?
Pass.
Okay. Lyndon Foley?
Pass.
Okay. Jan Goodman?
Yes.
Okay. Heather Gray?
No.
Okay. Sabrina Jacobs?
Yes.
Okay. Wally James?
Yes.
Okay. Ron Pinchback?
No.
Okay. Ralph Pointer? Ralph, are you muted?
Please come back to me. Come back to
okay.
me.
Okay. All right. Sandra Rowland?
I vote yes to refer.
Okay. Lawrence Reyes?
No.
Okay. Sean Rhodes?
No.
All right. Eileen Rosen?
Yes. Yeah, no, I'm not. I said pass. Did you hear?
Okay. Thank you. Nice.
Sorry. Sorry.
James
my mic is off.
Sagerton?
No.
Nancy Sorden? Alex Steinberg? Rhea Turner?
Yes.
Okay. Paulina Vasiliev?
No.
Okay. Tom Voorhees?
And this
no.
is something else.
Right. Vanessa, you passed.
No.
Okay. Lyndon Foley?
Yes.
Right. Ralph Pointer, you passed.
No. Hello?
Okay. Yeah, I hear you.
No.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you, Ralph. I got that you voted no. Eileen Rosen, you passed.
Yeah, Eileen. I'm going to abstain.
Oh, let me count up now.
Excuse me, did I hear somebody making a side comment? Like, oh, God, in the background? I believe I heard that.
No,
I didn't hear that.
Please refrain.
Okay, let me count.
I didn't hear it.
Eight, yes. I will count the no's now. Ten no's and one abstention. Let me check again. Yes. Eight yeses, ten no's, one abstention. Chair, do you wish to vote?
Abstain.
Final vote. This motion to refer fails. Yes, ten no, two abstention.
Okay, I'm going to refer to the timekeeper to ask how many minutes remaining in the 25 minutes that was allotted that I didn't think we were going to use.
Yes, Mr. Chair, we have 5 minutes left out of the 25 allotted to this item.
Well, obviously, we have, Chris, you didn't get to speak yet, right? Well, you made the motion, so you did speak.
No, I spoke.
Jan,
I spoke.
Jan, Lyndon, Lawrence, Grace, James, and Tom. If you do seek to speak, obviously there's going to have to be an extension. So let's go with Jan. and see how far we get.
I move to extend. 10 minutes.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I have just sent a motion to amend this motion to everyone, and essentially it goes through the problem is being seen at KPFA, and then the amendment is it goes through whereas 14 members of the 2020 KPFA LSB were not on the 2017 LSB, and the amendment then says, therefore, be it resolved that the matter of how local station boards should be evaluating general managers and program directors shall be given to the personnel committee of the PNB, and that the evaluation process at KPFA, and I will change it, and I will include, and all other stations, be frozen until a procedure has been set up. So this includes the thoughts as I gathered them from both Grace, Aaron, and from Ron Pinchback. So, I just need to change the wording a little bit, and I'll send it right back to everybody. So ignore the first one. But the second one will include all of the exactly what I said.
Mr. Chair, the parliamentarian would like to speak. Mr. Chair.
Okay, go ahead.
You calling on me, Mr. Chair? John
Taylor?
Yes,
go ahead.
When it comes to amending resolutions, you have to amend the resolving clauses first. And then after you have finished with all the amendments to the resolving clauses, then you go back to the preambles, the whereas. So this amendment here is not in order right now. It would be in order after the PNB has finished amending the resolving clauses, because those are the resolving clauses are the clauses that will actually be the action items. So whereas, you know, you can debate that for the rest of the night.
Chair, this is Norris. I seek to be recognized.
May I ask the question to Mr. Chair?
Chair, I just have to be recognized. This is Norris.
Hold on just a minute, members. Timekeeper, how much time does...
Grace, I have a point of order, which I asked to be recognized with a point of order before you recognized Mr. Tatum.
Well, I didn't hear that. I'm going to refer to the timekeeper purpose of what?
Yes,
how much
Mr.
time
Chair.
Does Jan have on her?
We are at 23 minutes and 30 seconds, so that leaves us about a minute and 20 seconds now left at this, for this agenda item. Thank you.
Okay, and
may
to Jan,
my motion, please.
Just a moment, please.
I seek recognition to extend time.
Just a moment, please. Just a moment, please. James, how much time did Jan have, if she had any time left, according to your record?
No, she spoke for almost exactly a minute and a half.
Very well. The stat goes Lyndon, Lawrence, Grace, James, and Tom. Tom, and to your point, Mr. Reyes, I believe Lyndon wanted to be recognized after Jan took the floor, so it is appropriate for him to take his opportunity, and if he chooses to still make a motion to extend, that would be his privilege. Linda, you have the floor.
Mr. Chair,
Thank you, Mr. Chair.
I have a point of order, Mr. Chair.
Grace, I heard you. Hold on, Grace. I I suspended the rules initially to hear one of your points, and I declared them to be stackable, something that you could speak on the stack. So you're right after Grace. You're right after Lyndon. So if you would allow Lyndon to have his 90 seconds, you can get your point of order in and any other points that you want to make. But I think it's appropriate since everybody's been waiting patiently, and we've been on this item for an hour now.
I'm after them to share this item.
Go ahead, Lyndon.
Out of time for this item, Mr. Chair.
Lyndon?
I'll go for the extension. If you want to extend first, please.
Go ahead.
Okay.
It's on you to state an extension and how much time you want to extend for.
Please, I'd like to extend for 10 minutes. I move to be extended.
Second, Lauren, second.
Okay, go ahead.
Okay. Part of this is talking about confidential input from staff. And I find that very troubling. That's like we talk about democracy so much, but what about the right to confront your accusers? I just don't see that in this confidential input from staff. I find that, you know, hiding behind something. This very bad situation. And then a third of the LSB sends a letter. I want to know if this is going to set precedent. Can we get talk about evaluation of a GM with a third or more of our LSB sending a letter to the PNB? And why wasn't the letter that was referenced in the first paragraph of this motion not attached to the motion? I mean, just out of consideration for the body. That's all.
Thank you, Chair.
Grace, I'm going to hear your point of order. I'm going to hear Grace's point of order now. Go ahead, Grace. What rules have been broken?
Okay. We just voted on Chris Corey's motion to refer, which included freezing all management evaluations until the policy is created by the personnel committee that is then approved by the PNB. Jan's motion says essentially the same thing, so it's dilatory. She's repeating what we just voted on and rejected. So that's all. Her amendment is out of order.
I'd like to
be put on the end of the stack for comments about this motion itself.
You don't have to go to the end of the stack. As I stated, it's Lawrence, then you, then James, then Tom. But your point of order and your comments are fairly moot because I accepted the determination by the parliamentarian that, in fact, her motion was out of order. So we are actually addressing the main motion here. This is what the stack is about, to get us back on track.
I apologize for confusion.
That's okay.